In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I would like to tell you about Eric Lomax. He was a soldier who was captured by the Japanese in 1941 and put to work on the railway through the Burmese jungle. He was accused of being a spy and sent to the Japanese Army Secret Police. His interrogator explained to him on arrival at the prison camp in 1943, "Lomax, you will be killed shortly whatever happens, but it will be to your advantage in the time remaining to tell the whole truth. You know now how we can deal with people when we wish to be unpleasant." Eric Lomax would somehow survive an ordeal so unspeakable that when he was later transferred to Singapore's notorious Changi prison, he described it as heaven. After the war, like so many of those who had survived the atrocities of Japanese captivity, he could barely discuss his experiences with anyone. He bottled it all up, and through it all he retained a loathing for the Japanese, particularly the infernal interrogator still haunting his dreams with the same words, "Lomax, you will tell us." Yet nearly 50 years on, an old comrade sent him a cutting from an English language paper in Japan. It was about a repentant Japanese soldier who was suffering painful flashbacks and making up for his country's treatment of prisoners of war. Eric Lomax recognised with astonishment that this was his former interrogator, Nagase Takashi. Encouraged by his wife in 1993, the two men were finally reunited on the fabled bridge across the River Kwai. Takashi bowed and nervously began a lengthy apology. "I am very, very sorry," he told Mr. Lomax. "I never forgot you. We treated your countrymen very, very badly." It was a therapeutic process, and later Eric Lomax accepted an invitation to visit Takashi in Japan, where he finally, formally, forgave him, reading out a letter saying as such, "I had proved for myself that remembering is not enough if it simply hardens hate." And Takashi's letter said, "I think I can die safely now." After all he went through in life, perhaps there could be no better epitaph for Mr. Lomax than the last line he wrote in his book, "At some time, the hating has to stop." The reason why we remember the horrors of war on Remembrance Sunday is not to glorify war. It is for the same reason that we remember the Holocaust, to remember the terrible mistakes of the past and the sacrifices which were made before good triumphed over evil. It is also a day in which we commit ourselves to be part of the process of change, as we commit ourselves to live for peace and reconciliation. And so today we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country, their fellow citizens, their neighbours. The Kohima epitaph says, "For your tomorrow we gave our today." The implication is clear, that the sacrifice was worth it if that tomorrow was a land fit for heroes, a land where, as Amos wrote, justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. But was their sacrifice in vain? Certainly, the socialist government ensured that everyone would receive free health care when they introduced the National Health Service and the welfare state after the war. But here we are today, where despite our wealth, we have citizens surviving on the streets and on food banks. We still have the haves and the have-nots. We still sell arms that are used against the poorest people in the world. We still value profit over generosity of spirit. We still engage in questionable armed conflict. Will we never learn? And today this country, along with others, is fighting not one, but two major world wars. The war against an invisible enemy the coronavirus, and the war against an enemy that is all too visible, climate change. Yet again, the country relies on ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things, on ordinary citizens to put themselves in harm's way. Witness the doctors, nurses, and care workers that have paid the ultimate sacrifice in order to heal and save their fellow men and women, their neighbours. And witness also the disproportionate toll on the BAME community. Just as the soldiers of the Commonwealth responded to the mother country's call in the world wars, so too have the BAME community responded in our hospitals and care homes. May they too never be forgotten. And ordinary citizens also sacrifice their usual way of life to wear masks, limit social interaction, and respond to the needs of their neighbours. Witness Captain Tom and the vast numbers of people who responded to his example. For some of our citizens, COVID restrictions are extremely hard to bear, especially when they're not allowed to comfort the sick, visit the lonely parent in a care home or intensive care ward. We have demonstrated the camaraderie of the war years, but we also need the encouragement to know that the sacrifice will not be in vain, that there will be a cure or vaccine, that there is light at the end of the tunnel. During World War II, one vice provided encouragement to so many. Vera Lynn, who sang, "There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover, tomorrow, just you wait and see." Yes, there will be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Or will there? If we don't mend our profligate ways, if we cannot or will not reverse the constant rise in temperature in the world, if we cannot learn to live without fossil fuels, without plastic, without self-indulgence at the expense of others, the very survival of the bluebird species and even our own species will be under severe stress. Achieving victory in our present wars requires individual effort and teamwork. It requires us all to come together throughout the whole world. Eric Lomas and Nagasi Takashi demonstrated that we can. And it requires us to pressurise the politicians to do more than utter platitudes, but to act, not out of self-interest or short-termism, but out of genuine love for the people they represent. They and we must love God's creation, love God and our neighbours throughout the world as ourselves. Then we may become the nation, the world that our forebears talked of, a land, a world fit for heroes. And we may then be able to remember those heroes without embarrassment. We may become the heroes that they were. We must not just remember them, we must emulate them. Many have, but not enough. We must all focus on God. We must all focus on love. Amen.